The big changes really are that part of the rural Strabane district has been moved into the Foyle constituency. The area of Limavady and Clawdy will go in with a new constituency called Glenshane, which stretches almost up to Coleraine Town and right the way down to Mahara Felt. And then they're going to create a new constituency called Mitrone, which is really surprisingly big and will stretch the whole way from Strabane on the Donegal border right the way down to Cole Island, almost into County Armagh. So that's a huge constituency, and I think some of the boundaries that are being suggested will have big implications for some well-known faces around the north, you know, both at MP level and MLA level. And some people are going to be facing probably big choices about what constituency to stand in. Their natural support base is going to be cut in two.
In the immediate term, people are concentrating on the fact that these proposed changes will see the number of Westminster constituencies cut from 18 to 16 and the loss of two MPs. However, if that passes on to the Assembly in Stormont, it could mean the loss of up to 12 MLAs, six of them between Derry and Tyrone, and that could really cause some interesting debates of the type you're referring to there.
I think everybody believes that there are too many MLAs in Stormont at the minute. The recommendations that are being brought forward really are hitting Derry and Tyrone very hard, and I think that will have a bigger impact in terms of the overall representation and the overall strength of voice that the whole North West is going to have, both in Stormont and beyond. And I think that people will rightly be concerned that maybe the Northwest area has taken a disproportionate hit, and people will want to reflect that in their responses to the Boundary Commission report.